Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 13 of Luke chapter 12. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who appointed me a judge or arbitrator over you?" Then he said to them, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man was very productive, and he began reasoning to himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops?' Then he said, 'This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God."
Myopia, or nearsightedness, is a condition in which the eye cannot focus on distant objects. Today, this physical defect is easily treatable with corrective lenses. But spiritual myopia is more dangerous because it has consequences throughout eternity. To emphasize the importance of an eternal perspective, Jesus told a story about a rich man who couldn't see beyond his present life. His enjoyment and security were wrapped up in the abundance of his wealth, possessions, and comforts. Although he may have been honored and respected by others for his great achievements, in God's eyes, he was a fool. That's because he stored up treasure for himself, but was bankrupt before the Lord. In order for those of us who are believers to make deposits in heaven's bank, following Christ must be more important than any worldly ambition or priority. His kingdom and righteousness should direct our plans, pursuits, and pleasures. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4 says that instead of having an earthly focus, it's better to set our minds on things above, where Christ is. If we do this, our affections and ambitions will follow, and we will become rich toward God.